This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
This is an ESPN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Good evening. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN,
which on TV.
Ray Rowe.
Which is brought to you by Sloman's and Casa Noble. I'd like to start off this special ENN by saying good evening to my friend Michael.
This team, and I don't mean this literally, it hits different. Well, great, great line.
And you didn't mean it literally. You meant it figuratively.
Yeah.
But it is literal also.
Yeah, that's why it's a great line. When you could be great by accident, woo, have you accomplished something.
I'd also say good evening to Michael.
Now, before we get to the Yankees, we'll start with the Yankees.
It's tough.
Can't get up from that.
It's kind of complicated. One more time, good evening to Michael.
It's the greatest form of Flaherty.
All right. I love the greatest form of Flaherty. Good evening to myself. They call that a chocolate onion. And good evening to myself again.
Who cares?
Shut
up. I've never heard anger like that from you. Now, you've said some angry things, which I wish you wouldn't say, but that was real anger.
I say angry things that you wish I wouldn't say?
Rewind the tape 5 minutes.
You wish? Don't you think that's a bit strong? Wish I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I don't think that's strong. If I demand you wouldn't say it, that would be strong. I wish you wouldn't say it. You are who you are. You're your own man. You have to deal with the fallout.
When you wish upon a star, doesn't matter. So let's start with NBA real quick, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course.
Bob Williams III, still questionable, according to Ime Udoka, for the Celtics tonight.
It's a big loss.
Says the soreness is not stemming from the surgery. In fact, it's a small bone bruise. Williams has been out the last two games. Of course, one of those games, the Celtics won without him, and the other one was stolen. God, the Celtics really had that series done, man. Up 14 in the fourth with a chance to close out. Oh, you know how killer it's going to be if we lose tonight?
Both of your teams could lose tonight.
They did last time.
Mm-hmm.
But if they both lose tonight, that means one of my teams is done.
Done.
Let's talk about Andrew's Philadelphia 76ers, Michael.
They're good.
It's not fair.
No, it was not great what happened last night.
Good, and not great.
Joel Embiid was asked in the post game about the lackluster performance from James Harden.
I'm sure since we got him, everybody expected the Houston James Harden, but that's not who he is anymore. He's more of a playmaker. I thought, yeah, at times, you know, could have been, as all of us, could have been more aggressive, all of us.
That was, that's saying a lot.
That was a Scud missile.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's a
duck,
bomb.
Arthur Kent, duck. not many people got that, but I will tell you this. If he's not the Houston James Harden, then why would you pay him? He's a playmaker? Maxie could be a playmaker for a lot less. That's some indictment, Peter. That's the first time I heard that quote.
Me too. I did not realize that is exactly what he said. That is a Scud missile, because not only does he say, we expected the Houston James Harden, we didn't get that, but then he said, he cleans it up a little bit by saying we all need to be more aggressive, but you know exactly what he was saying.
Well, he's saying physically he's not the Houston James Harden. He said other people were expecting that. He said, but he's not that player anymore. He's a playmaker. My goodness, you don't give a playmaker $50 million a year.
Here's Stephen A. on First Take. Was Harden bad on purpose?
James Harden was so bad last night, it almost looked like he did it on purpose. Two shots on crutches. On one leg, James Harden could get more than two shots off in an NBA game. I don't give a damn how much slippage he has. You can attempt more than two shots. I don't want to hear anything about Doc Rivers. I know because I've spoken to numerous people. Plays were called for James Harden. James Harden was the point guard, had the ball in his hands. And then on top of it all, you had Joel Embiid, poor Joel Embiid, cracked bone in his face, messed up thumb. Like you said the other day, still hasn't fully recovered from his knee injury, but out there trying. And James Harden did literally nothing.
Well, the fact that today, if you haven't heard, they said that Doc Rivers would remain the coach, that's an indictment on James Harden, because everything I've heard, James Harden wanted them to hire Mike D'Antoni, who ran that freewheeling offense in Houston. So by the organization picking up or staying with the contract of Doc Rivers, that sends a message to Harden. I think Harden might have played his hand a little bit too much this time, Peter. The Nets were willing to give him the extension. The Sixers were willing to give him the extension when they first got him, and it was a clerical mistake. He might not get that money ever again, and maybe his best bet would have been staying in Houston, where he would have gotten the most money. He chose not to. He left all that money on the table, and now he's not the player that deserves that money.
How the mighty have fallen. I remember, it feels like just yesterday, we were all amazed at not only how good he still was, but how great his effort was. He was the one who, when KD was hurt a lot, and when Kyrie was missing games for whatever reason, we said, Harden's there every night. He's going to give you 40 minutes every night. And last night he did not give them. He played 43 minutes, he didn't give them 43 minutes.
His bagging, okay, of the beginning of the Rockets season, everything has like...
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Spiraled out of control from that. He came in fat, came in out of shape, didn't try, didn't work out, forced a trade to the Nets, got traded to the Nets. Because he didn't work out, he suffered a terrible hamstring injury, which he tried to play through to his credit in the playoffs. And then as he was rehabbing that injury, he could not stay in shape and keep the weight off. And then everything else has gone downhill from that. So it's almost karmic, because you didn't play to the top of your ability and you showed up fat and out of shape with the Rockets. And now the basketball gods are saying, no, that's not the right way to do it.
Here's James Harden on his contract situation.
Whatever it takes to help this team continue to grow and put us up there with the best of them.
Okay, so that's $2 million a
year. Right. That's what we need. We need to pay you much, much less. Doc Rivers on whether or not he's worried about his job security.
I don't worry about my job, Howard. I think I do a terrific job, and if you don't, then you should write it, because I worked my butt off to get this team here. When I first got here, no one picked us to be anywhere. And again this year, the same thing. So if that's how anyone feels, write it, and I'm going to feel secure about it.
Doc doth protest too much when they question him. He shouldn't have to answer for himself like that. And when you do, I think it's embarrassing. Well, why are you telling everybody you're a good coach? Let people tell you you're a good coach. I've done a great job here. You just got eliminated.
I mean, and also, if you really do feel that way, to your point about doth protest too much, I would actually be harder on yourself. That's what, if you're really secure, Michael, he could just say, I got to do a better job. I wasn't good enough. I got to do better. They know. You don't need to prove it to the team. They're not going to decide because of the way you answer the question. So you're right. He sounds like he's trying too hard to prove something.
And he did it a couple of weeks ago, too. He was asked the same thing, and he had the same sort of response. It's beneath him.
Now, Jimmy Butler had an interesting exchange with Joel Embiid after the game, and he was asked on ESPN what he said to Embiid.
That I love him. I'm proud of him. Yes, yes, yes. I still wish I was on his team. I definitely love the Miami Heat, though, man. I'm glad that I'm here, but I got so much respect and love for Joel Embiid.
Nice.
Embiid on Butler.
I won't sit here and say I wish I didn't wish he was my teammate. Still don't know how we let him go, but you know, I wish I could have gone to battle with him still, but it is what it is. You know, I just gotta keep building and keep trying to reach that goal.
I love Embiid. Can I get Embiid in Boston?
I don't think so.
Love that guy. Plays so hard, and he does something shocking, Michael. He answers the questions honestly.
Like, he's special. He really is. He's likable.
Would you say that he is legitimately among the most straightforward and honest-seeming athletes in all of pro sports?
Yeah, I might. Off the top of my head, I can't think of somebody who's just so forthright. Well, I think, you know, the crypto commercials might be somewhat questionable now, the way the whole market is crashing because of it.
Not great at this moment. Now, there,
did you see there was a guy who was worth $90 billion?
Now, here's a guy.
In December, right? And it was all in crypto. And now he's worth $11 billion. Now, we're not holding a fundraiser for him, but from $90 billion to $11 billion? Not what you want.
No, it's not. And Natalie does a lot of business in the crypto world. So it's not ideal what's going on right now. But this is kind of how I feel. To me, it doesn't feel that different than how I feel about the stock market generally. I know it's easy to say that, oh, well, this is because crypto's fake and it's not really going to work out and blah, blah, blah. Maybe that's true. But to me, Michael, you're similar. You're sort of a jace to risking your money.
Do you realize, Peter, that for my whole life, I have been made fun of because I don't invest? I mean, I'll dabble a little bit just for fun, but nothing that would impact me long term. And essentially, my money's in a bank.
Right.
So I always say if the banks go out of business, we're all up a creek anyway. But, I mean, the emotional upheaval that you must suffer if all your money's in the stock market. Yeah, there are great times where everything is up, up, up. But now, I mean, the stock market is crashing. How do you feel if all your money's in stock?
Well, what people would tell you, what my smarter and more wealthy friends would say, is that investing safely, investing spread across a lot of different things, mutual funds, etc., over the long haul, you are just going to make money. And even if you have a year where things go crazy bad, you're still going to end up in the end.
What's the end, though?
That is a great question. Michael, that's too deep for us to get into.
Yeah.
So Nike is reportedly unlikely to extend their deal with...
They use the term unlikely.
According to Ramona Shelburne and Woj, I want to be clear, they worked on this together, Michael.
So together they typed
every
one
other
hand.
Word. So
yeah,
like the story starts, the Nets star, so Ramona wrote the, Adrian wrote net, Shelburne wrote star, and so on and so forth. So he's been a really profitable star for Nike, Kyrie. I love the Kyrie Irving sneakers. And he has a new one dropping in the fall, but uncertainties surrounding his NBA future have left the company reportedly unlikely to extend him to a similar signature deal beyond next season.
The one thing that I would warn Kyrie about, and he does come to me for advice, you could be that iconoclastic guy. You could be that the guy who fights the power and all that, and it works when you're great as a player. But when you don't take the court, and then your skills start to wane, people won't put up with it anymore. People only put up with that kind of act when they have to because you're so unbelievable. But he hasn't been on the court for the last 3 years, so what's in it for Nike to have to
right.
deal with somebody like that? You really have to be careful and walk that line. Yeah, you could push back a little bit, but when you push back and then your company that you deal with thinks it's not worth the nonsense, then you're out.
Now, speaking of Kyrie, he got a little bit of criticism from a place he probably didn't expect. Kendrick Lamar.
Really? Talk to me.
On the Kendrick, this story's just for you, Michael. Come on.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
On the Kendrick album, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers, which dropped today and is amazing, Kendrick says, "Seen a Christian say the vaccine mark of the beast. Then he caught COVID and prayed to Pfizer for relief. Then I caught COVID and started to question Kyrie."
Mm. Why did he question Kyrie?
Meaning he, at one point, was on the same page as Kyrie.
Right.
And then after he got COVID, was like, wait a second, dude. And rethought things.
I mean, all due respect to my buddy Ken, he's taking his medical advice from Kyrie Irving?
Well, I don't know if he's... I mean, it's a rhyme. I don't know if he's literally...
Yeah, but there's truth in those rhymes. He's not just rhyming.
Let's, really quickly, let's go to Carson Wentz, who was asked about his opportunity to play the Eagles as a now divisional rival in week three.
I know that'll be a big game. A lot of emotions. I'm sure fans will eat that one up, and it'll be fun and make for a good storyline. But at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be just another ball game. Another ball game, and it's going to be a huge divisional game for us to, you know, when that one comes. So I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I'm trying not to get too excited for that one because, again, it's just football, and I can't press, can't do too much.
Yeah, I don't believe him.
Well, I'll tell you what. I personally don't feel great about this game. We were so bad against the Eagles, and we have a Monday. Is that one the Monday nighter? I don't know if that one's the Monday nighter or they're a few weeks later. But we have a Monday night with the Eagles, which are I'm traumatized by the history of Commanders Eagles Monday night games. Granted, it's never actually been a Commanders
no,
game because they didn't
really
exist.
They've only played for 1 year. Those two teams.
You know what I should do right now? I believe.
Give something away. I don't
That's know. Right. How'd you know? WWE is back at MSG for the first time in nearly 3 years. Excuse me one second. Shut up, Bear!
Wow. This is
who cares?
Shut up. So WWE is back at the Garden. It's Raw for the first time in 3 years.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and... the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
July 25th, Cody Rhodes and Seth, Michael, remember his nickname?
Freaking, I think.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes and Seth, as Michael says, freaking Rollins. That's going down. Plus, Ronda Rousey, Bianca Belair, RK-Bro. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com tomorrow, 10 a.m. Although I think that was today, 10 a.m. So I think they're available right now at Ticketmaster.com. Nothing like seeing wrestling at the Garden, the world's most famous arena. But caller number one right now, 888-987-ESPN. You're in there for Monday Night Raw.
Now, the reason I was somewhat reticent to say that word, because there are people in this business that I really used to respect. And they use that word on the radio as if it's just normal. And to me, it's a lack of vocabulary that you cannot express your thoughts without using a euphemism for the worst curse word that there is.
Now, freaking, I think.
Since it's Seth's legitimate middle name, that's why I said it, but I will never use that word on the air. I think it's lowbrow. That's just me.
You mean if you were making an argument, you wouldn't be like, "Well, I freaking disagree."
No, I don't. Yeah. Right, I think it's really wow. I don't have the proper word usage to put across my anger, so I'll use this euphemistic term for the F word.
Right.
That's accepted now, by the FCC.
Now, let's be clear. You've also never used the F word, period.
Right, so I'm not going to use a euphemism for it.
Do you guys remember the Ryan Tannehill quote from a couple of weeks ago that
of
he wasn't looking to mentor Malik Willis?
You know what? I kind of agreed with him. Did he back off?
Well, no, it's not him. We were going to hear from Malik Willis, who was asked about it by our own Diana Rossini.
Nothing, really. I didn't even know it was nothing until people started talking about it. I was like, oh. But he talked to me, and that's what I'm saying. He had us over the house, too. He had all the offensive skills, so we were all chilling. We got to eat a little good food, you know, come together, you know, chill. But, he told me that it was just like he want me to know that we're trying to compete. It's not more or less he's just above me off the rip in the hierarchy. I mean, of course he is. He's been in the league 9 years. He's a vet. But he was just letting me know that we on even playing fields. Like I can learn from him, yeah, for sure. But Coach Todd and Coach Pat, they're going to be the ones that's going to be helping me get right.
I don't
hate that response from the kid.
No, it's a great response. And I do understand. Everybody jumped Tannehill, but I've seen it in our business, all right? You could really help somebody and mentor somebody, and then they take your job when you still want to work. Now, if you're like at the end of your career and you want to be magnificent or magnanimous and mentor somebody, yeah, do it. But if you start to mentor people and then those people take your job because obviously they'll work for less, is that really a good idea? So he can learn from Tannehill watching him on the field. But Tannehill doesn't have to sit there and walk him through things. He's not a coach. And I don't think that's being selfish. And people say, well, it's called paying it forward. Paying it forward right out of your job. If Malik Willis becomes a good player, Tannehill's gone. Gone. To me, that's much too magnanimous. Sorry.
Well, and also, it's kind of like particularly weird in this circumstance because this is a team that if they could immediately compete, they could be competing for a championship next year.
Yeah.
You know? So,
and the only reason they drafted Willis is because Tannehill was awful in the postseason. But Tannehill's been pretty good for that team.
No, he's done the job for them. I mean, I it'll be interesting to see, though. I mean, I got to tell you, I wish my team had gotten Willis.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I don't know why. I have a feeling, and I like that answer. That was a
very
savvy
mature
answer.
Yes, I agree with you.
Mentioned it already, but bears repeating. Coming up at 6:30, of course, the pregame for Rangers Penguins. Sidney Crosby officially ruled out with a concussion for tonight's game. Also, Tristan Jarry not in net. It will be Louis Domingue again.
I wonder if they'll pull Louis Domingue early if he gives up a couple of goals and go with Jarry, or they'll just save Jarry for game 7 at the Garden.
I don't know if we'll get Jarry at all. I can't quite call it. Also, I don't know if you saw this, Brittany Griner's detention has been extended another month after appearing in a Russian court.
I'm sure that's a fair court.
What a terrifying.
A lot of politicians in the States, though, yeah, they swear by him.
I've heard that.
Yeah, very supportive of the Russian government.
The whole Brittany Griner thing is so scary.
Clayton Kershaw, this world changed? Cold War, 8 weeks ago, and now, woo, go Russia.
It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Clayton Kershaw on the injured list for the Dodgers, by the way.
Yep.
He was
pitching great, too.
Yeah, he was scheduled to start today. Not so much. That will do it for ENN on this Friday evening. Brought to you by Sloman's Column. 1-800-ALARM-ME. Get a free doorbell camera with the installation of your Sloman Shield. Keep your family safe. Call 1-800-ALARM-ME and Casa Noble when life moves fast. Take a moment to hit pause and experience the smooth, elegant taste of Casa Noble tequila, the perfect tequila for all of life's meaningful moments.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.